Hello and welcome to week 11 of Al Sirhan podcast. This is Hisham Al Sirhan, and in this podcast, I'm sharing my reflection of the word is open class. The topic of this week is alternative reality learning, games, and virtual realities. So this is a fun class. At the beginning of the class, Dr. To, who is a visiting scholar from the Chiang Mai University in Thailand, and she's been attending the class with us, presented an interesting presentation about the game that they have developed at their university. And it was interesting to see the progress which they have achieved in the interactive game learning and developing an interactive game for learning. And the purpose for that game was to help students learn fundamental English in Thailand. In my opinion, the game wasn't as much interactive as the commercial games, but I think it's a big step toward the right direction, which is useful to help understand and learn about the process of developing games and creating environment in which students can experience and use their knowledge and skills. So it's a place where people can use their skills and practices, but not in the real world. Now, I admit I'm not a big fan of video games and I'm not a game player, but I let my kids play a lot with my iPhone, and I have some educational games. Most of these games, of course, teach us simple things like letters, colors, shapes, and like animal names and words. And my son seems to enjoy it a lot. So I realize the fun factor and the engaging factors in these games, and I see them learning from these games. The reading in this for this week and the articles indicate that the main idea in using games and the main advantages of using game-based learning technologies is to provide the learner an environment in which they can experience being in complex situations and help them to solve tasks. So it is based on constructivism concept, in which enables the learner to develop their path and the use and be in control of their own learnings. Corporate cultures. One of the articles talked about the corporate cultures and how many organizations are interested in creating interventions and improving the knowledge and the skills of their employees using e-learning technologies that adopt games because of the ability of in which these games have to create social and material experiences with the environment. And learning in this view cannot be separated from the context. Learning is situated within the environment, so that's what many, based on the article, many organizations were interested to do. The other interesting features in learning using games is that, as I mentioned before, that learners are in control of their learning. They choose whatever path they go, and the learning environment is usually adaptive to their level of learning. So whatever the level they are, the learning environment is usually adapted to that. And similar to using games, multi-user virtual environment or world like Second Life also provide opportunities for learners to discover and to experience and be engaged and motivated to learn a new concept and learn about new places within the virtual world. So learning and understanding and knowledge is constructed from the experience in being in this in different situations with these virtual world. Some of the challenges related to using to learning environment are related for educational purposes. related to the transfer of knowledge gained from being in the game and from the gaming experience to the real world. I think there need to be more investigations and researches in that area. Also, there is a need for identifying more of the appropriate ways for successful incorporations and use for of virtual environment into learning and teaching activities. Also, games and virtual environments are usually incomplete representation of realities, so they might represent parts or aspects, certain aspects of realities, but at the same time they might neglect other aspects. And this might be an advantage, in fact, because in virtual games environment, users can perform or do things that they can do in life, like flying in Second Life. Finally, my final thought for this podcast is that while I understand that the idea of learning from experience and while playing the games, while I understand it's important, I think there is still there's a need for more to be done to attract students and learning to use these educational environments, especially people who are like me, that are not much interested in games. And with this, I will leave you this week, so remember to enjoy your games. Goodbye.